In a major breakthrough which has been peer-reviewed by Lancet, the world's foremost medical journal, the Oxford vaccine candidate against COVID has been reported as producing a robust immune response against the COVID virus in healthy senior citizens as well. Now, this is important because remember, as you're older, you are more vulnerable to COVID-19. Now, the implications are very important for India, since the drug is expected to be produced in India by the Serum Institute and it will be mass distributed. In fact, there are millions of vials which are already ready. They can't be released unless all of these are cleared first by the regulator. The first clearance will come in a couple of weeks in the United Kingdom. Then our regulators here will decide whether to go ahead or not. Once they do, rollout should be instantaneous. Dr. Maheshi Ramasamy, the investigator at the Oxford Vaccine Group and a consultant physician, has said, "We are pleased to see that our vaccine was not only well tolerated in older adults, it also stimulated similar immune responses to those seen in younger volunteers. The next step will be to see if this translates into protection from the disease itself. Detailed results of the efficacy of the Oxford vaccine candidate are expected, as I mentioned, in the next couple of weeks." The editor of Lancet, that's the journal which has peer-reviewed the new data which is available, and I stress to add, the final set of data will still come in the next couple of weeks before we can think of a release. But what has come now are phase 2 results. We are waiting phase 3 results as well. But as far as phase 2 results are concerned of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, the editor of Lancet, Richard Horton, says, "Extremely encouraging news. It's hard to believe we have gotten to this point in less than 12 months. Unbelievable levels of global collaboration." Well, we've got a fantastic lineup of guests today, some of the world's leading experts. Dr. Eric Fiegelding is an epidemiologist, senior fellow at the Federation of American Scientists. Dr. Jayaprakash Mulyal is the ex-principal of CMC Vellore, also a leading epidemiologist. And Dr. Shekhar Mande, the director general of the CSIR here in India. Dr. Fiegelding, let me come to you first. How important is it that this vaccine candidate seems to show a robust impact on senior citizens as well? How important is that in our fight against COVID?
That's incredibly important because actually the elderly are some of the hardest to immunize effectively. And having a robust vaccine against the virus among the elderly is incredibly important because in the flu, oftentimes the flu vaccine efficacy is very, very much lower in the elderly. And elderly, as you know, are the most vulnerable to morbidity and mortality. And yesterday also, the Pfizer results, the updated results, also show 94% efficacy in those who are elderly. So altogether, this is a really good sign that this is a very immunizable for the elderly.
Dr. Fiegelding, one of the points which I did notice was that they said that this has efficacy against healthy human beings who are senior citizens, 55 to 69 and then 70 plus. What if you're not healthy? Then what happens?
Well, the Oxford report was the phase 2 report from the healthy individuals. Now, granted, this vaccine is for prevention of illness. Mm. So the key thing is preventing you from getting sick. That's what vaccines are training programs for you to recognize. So if you have a vaccine that actually can prevent infection most of the time, then that actually would prevent senior citizens from getting sick. So again, this is really good evidence that if it works for these senior citizens, then that has really robust likely findings for stopping the epidemic among the seniors.
Dr. Mulyal, what if a senior citizen has comorbidities? I mean, it's not COVID positive, I'm not suggesting that. But someone with diabetes, somebody with a weak lung, whatever it is, would these comorbidities, existing conditions, make the drug potentially less efficacious?
I think you have raised an important point. However, we have to go step by step. The study shows that among the elderly, the response is good. Now, can you extrapolate the information to those with other comorbidities? In most of the time, it is possible. But again, we would like to be cautious about it. In fact, that is a question you need answer from scientific data before you embark in large scale.
Okay. Dr. Mande, you know, data is coming in now fairly fast and furious. We're still waiting for the stage three data to come from the United Kingdom. And then, of course, we'll be generating our own data on this particular vaccine candidate. But based on what you have seen on stage two evidence now being peer reviewed, do you firstly believe that the peer review itself is robust and therefore gives us a clear sign that this is something that works? Is the review itself robust?
Yeah, I mean, generally the entire scientific fraternity stands by the peer review system. So if any paper which describes the results of a trial is published in a journal which is peer reviewed, that is quite trustworthy. That's what we believe. If it is only published in the press, popular press or TV media, then we don't have all the details in front of us, so we tend to trust less. But a journal publishing a paper definitely can be trusted quite well, your first approximation.
Dr. Fiegelding, I tried to go through the Lancet report itself, and I, frankly, as a non-expert, I couldn't understand a lot of it. Other than the big takeaway that it works safely on elder citizens, are there any other important takeaways?
Well, I think it actually generated a strong immune response. And that generating a strong immune response lasted for several weeks. So I think that's a really good takeaway. And from many of the other phase twos, we've also seen that the immune response we've seen is stronger with a vaccine than with someone who was naturally infected. So that's actually a really good sign, because it actually suggests you should avoid a natural infection, as some herd immunity advocates want, because the vaccine could yield a greater immune protection than if you simply had gotten infected and developed your own natural immunity. So I think a lot of the phase two trials are showing that. And so I think the fact that it elicited a strong immune response is a very good sign of long-term protection.
And Dr. Fiegelding, we haven't had you on NDTV for a couple of days now, a couple of weeks, in fact. The nature of the drug itself, the Oxford vaccine AstraZeneca candidate, it seems to be something that can work at slightly higher temperatures. Storage is less of an issue. And therefore, with countries like India or large parts of the world, several African nations, which have higher temperatures and where cold storage or cold chain may be a problem, is it a more robust solution?
Yeah, potentially. And there's many different vaccines that could actually just simply refrigerated, as opposed to be frozen, and not just frozen, but frozen very cold. So Pfizer, right, requires negative 70 to negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit, while the Moderna only requires negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit. And so I think with this vaccine, if it's more stable without colder temperatures, it means it can last longer, it's better for distribution and faster distribution worldwide. And I think this is why we don't want to put all our eggs into one single vaccine. We want a diversity of vaccines, some that could be much more usable in a developing world setting.
So, Dr. Malyal, again, just for the benefit of our viewers, you have evidence which has been presented and peer-reviewed on this vaccine candidate and on the others that they are safe, which is why you've now moved to another phase. This phase seems to indicate that it works potentially on elder citizens. What would you be looking for in the phase three results?
Well, exactly this. Is it safe and is it going to be immunogenic? The advantage we have is that the expectation was already in favor of the vaccine working excellently well. And the reason for that, in my mind, is the virus itself was very immunogenic. Naturally, then when you get an expected vaccine also to behave, remember that both mechanisms are same in the case of virus and the vaccine, the body looks at the antigen and respond. It's the body to do the work. Now, so I am not suggesting you should rather go for the natural infection. No, that is associated with mortality, the vaccine. But in India, we have invested in a large number of people getting natural infection.
Right.
And I don't want to be say that is not as a worthless exercise. No.
All right. Let me go across to you, Dr. Mande. What are some of the vaccine candidates, in addition to AstraZeneca, which you believe are showing a lot of progress in the Indian context?
So we saw, I will talk in the global context, because already it has been mentioned about the Pfizer and Moderna. Both of them are mRNA-based vaccines, and the results that have been talked about appear to be very promising indeed. Similarly, in India, there are a large number of trials which are going on. As you are aware, Zydus Cadila is working with a DNA vaccine, while the Bharat Biotech and others in Hyderabad, like Dr. Reddy's and Biological Evans, they are also working with different candidates. And whatever results which are trickling in, although may not be published in peer-reviewed journal, if they are true, they appear to be promising.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us, sharing those thoughts on what's an important day as we look at the road ahead for these vaccines and what else needs to be proven. The Oxford vaccine candidate works well among senior citizens. That's an important step ahead before it's accepted. We'll take a short break. More coming up.